Assalamu alaikum. Eid Saeed, Eid Mubarak. Happy to be with you in this podcast. Ramadan is ending, but alhamdulillah, the rest of the year is beginning for you and can be amazing. But you have to take advantage of the day of Eid and do it right. And so many people do it wrong. But we're going to find out today and get reminders of exactly what to do and how to keep your strength of Iman after Eid. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I am so happy to be here with you. And it is the end of Ramadan. It is amazing how fast it went. It feels like I just started these podcasts not just too many weeks ago. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your ibadah and your du'as and fasting, everything. Ameen, Rabbul Alameen. If you're able to say Ameen for me too, I would appreciate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this podcast beneficial. So, as we are ending Ramadan, it feels like for a lot of people that we're just going to drop everything we did and go back to regular life. That is not what we're supposed to do. So in this podcast, I'm going to tell you exactly how to spend your Eid so you can do all the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and also so that you can have the most benefit and barakah of that. I also want to tell you that there are very, very specific things you can do to have an amazing time after Eid to continue with your ibadah and your strength of your iman and all that good stuff. And we're going to make sure that you are prepped and ready for that, so you can have an amazing post-Eid. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. First thing I want to say is thank you so much for everybody who's been here throughout the entire podcast, following along with all the different series. Many of you have just been absolutely loving our playlist that we did this year and have been loving our Laylat al-Qadr guide and so many things that we've been doing. Right before I start, I want to tell you a couple ways that you can keep the party going kind of for Ramadan in terms of the vibe. Number one, many of you were loving how inside of Thrive we were doing the reading of the Quran in English every night. We're going to be continuing that, but it's going to be 7 a.m. EST in the mornings on certain weeks. That schedule is about to drop. So if you're a Thrive member, if you do want to still continue with the Quran, there are two sisters that are really excited to meet you and to do that with you if anytime you feel up to it. Many of you absolutely love that as we finish the last 10 days strong. The other one is we're about to pop off our next book club. So many of you have been asking me, when is it starting? So it is April 21st, Bidhnillah. What book are we doing now other than the one that's going around right now that so many of you are excited to buy, The Power of Dua? The Power of Dua, the one that is the new one by Aliya Umrian. It's going to be a heart clencher, I can just tell, with the bits of readings that happen when we caught it, and many women who have started to buy it and have been reading it saying, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to dive in together. We're going to have such good discussions. We're going to be crying, laughing, just feeling like Allah is calling us back to Him. And so if you're like afraid of post-Ramadan and you're like thinking, hey, like, how am I going to keep my iman going? This is it, because the book club starts April 21st. It's going to go up to June 2nd. And each week we'll be meeting together, and so excited to see you guys in there. The last announcement is I'm going to be having, it actually popped off today. You know how women do like Muslim life coaching or life balance coaching? I'm going to be doing a free session live. These are things that usually are behind the scenes. Women are in programs, and alhamdulillah, we're going to do a completely free session. If you are struggling with life balance, I don't know anybody who's not struggling with life balance after Ramadan. When our schedules have been turned completely upside down, alhamdulillah, you're going to get some insight on life balance with this one. The sign up is below and also on Instagram. And let's dive right into kind of the sunnahs of Eid, as Eid has been announced in many countries and we want to make sure that we are within the sunnah. This is a really, really quick recap. I've done this before, but it's going to be like a wham bam quick recap for you guys of what you should be doing and making these a habit every single Eid. The first one is to obviously make intention to do the sunnahs. Like, hey, ya Allah, I'm trying my best to do the sunnahs. Make it easy for me. Make it, you know, accepted by you. And then you go on in and you perform a ghusl, right? A full shower for the day of Eid. And you go put on your best clothes. And for men, they can perfume themselves. I'm sorry, ladies, we cannot. We should not be going out to the masjid with perfume. You know, and there's different opinions about like body lotions that smell, because you can kind of like, you can be hugging all those sisters. I know it's hard because it's like close quarters. Maybe people are sweaty. They get all the concerns. So definitely have your deodorant on, but Like when it comes to strong smells, like I could smell you like a foot or two away. No, because we don't want men to be enticed by us. But at the same time, if you want to be clean and obviously like, you know, do your best to have like this light smell that you could only tell if you were like super, super close to me, like there's a different opinion on that. But alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Just keeping ourselves fresh. That's the point. We don't have to have new clothes on. Like if you don't have the finances or time to have new clothes, just having your best clothes, putting your best foot forward. Like for myself, for example, I bought the kids new clothes to make them feel happy, but I chose myself and my husband and I kind of like in solidarity with Gaza to not buy and just to like, put that money somewhere else. But alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, you know, you do whatever works for you, but you don't have to buy brand new clothes is my point. It can just be your good clothes. Break your fast with an odd number of dates before leaving for the Eid prayer. So if you are breaking your fast, I'm fasting right now when I'm recording this, I will try to break maybe with 3 dates. And alhamdulillah, if you can, it's okay. Any food will do. Attend the Eid prayer. There's in some countries this idea that women cannot. Yes, they can. That is totally not backed up by any proof. Alhamdulillah. Women are encouraged, in fact, to attend the Eid prayer, even if they're not praying. But you stay within the outskirts of the areas if it's possible. Alhamdulillah. Recite takbir in the morning. So we wake up in the morning, we put that all blasting. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ilahi ilham. We just keep saying it all day. We drive in the masjid, we in the car, we play, get the kids excited. They know, like when they wake up in the morning, they hear this sound and then they come down the stairs and they're Eid Mubarak, everybody, yay, put your best clothes on, let's go to the masjid. There's also a lot of dragging of almost like dead bodies because everybody's so tired. My husband's like, are we going to go to the 7 a.m. prayer? I'm like, well, that would be nice, but I don't know if anybody's getting out the house because you know how it goes. And he's like, oh, we could definitely do it. And I'm like, I think it is wishful thinking. We can try. But anyway, alhamdulillah. After that, we're going to be headed out and visit different family members and stuff like that. But that's it. Congratulating each other for the occasion, whether it's in the masjid or like, you know, in your families and things like that. And if you can, take a different path home rather than the one that you took to the prayer. Drive a different way. If you walked, walk a different way, just as a sunnah, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, did. And then that's it. Now, there is a reminder that I'm going to give you, that I give every year, which is the thing that sucks about Eid, which I love Eid and Eid is great, is kind of two things. Is one is everybody's bad self comes out on Eid. Everybody like forgets what we were doing the whole Ramadan on Eid. You could like feel the shaitan come right back out. People are like blasting music, playing, you know, out driving in the car, screaming, being obnoxious. And it's really great to celebrate, but you don't celebrate a holy day that is important to Allah in Islam by disobeying Allah. Like that's the crazy irony with the behavior, okay? Men and women are shaking hands and hugging when they're actually not allowed to. Like, no, you can't shake hands with your cousin and hug them. Like, no, guys, this is not allowed. But, you know, oh, we do that in my family. Well, that's okay. In my family, you know, some people eat pork. But is that something I should do? You know what I mean? Like, some people just, like, smoke cigarettes. But, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm going to upset them. That's that people pleaser, right? So just be really, really careful to not sin on the Eid. That's my point. Pray on time on the Eid. People often do not. They just like, oh, I'm busy when I get there. Like everybody was like running to a prayer mat, opening their car door, praying in the parking lot. Like, oh, I have to. It's Ramadan. And then after Ramadan, they're like, I'll just do it later. Don't catch this attitude, this disease that comes. This is from Shaitan. He wants to destroy you after all the good that you did. Do not let him. Tell him, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim 3 times. And do what you got to do. Don't even think about it. Just do what you got to do. All right. Some post-Ramadan advice. Here we go. You know, a lot of us, we have good habits that we have accumulated. We want to keep those going. I totally feel you. And at the same time, many of us also, we may feel like we could have done more. We're a little disappointed. First of all, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself because your mental negative attitude isn't going to do anything for you in terms of helping you. If anything, it's just going to hold you back. Number two, it doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he expects us to fail, but what he looks for, like you know that saying, it's not a matter of if you will do it, it's a matter of when. Everyone is going to fail. Everyone's going to wake up late for Fajr at some point. Everyone's going to miss a prayer at some point. What Allah is continuously looking for is what you do next. You see? But what we do is we do that thing and we beat ourselves up. So we waste all the energy beating ourselves up instead of actually just correcting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for you to quickly correct. So that's it. Let's focus on the correcting piece. That's what you're going to do from here on. No more beating yourself up, and inshallah ta'ala, you're going to be just fine. If you are doing a juz a day of Quran, super duper for you. Just do a page from now on, or do 2 pages or 3 pages. If you weren't doing a juz, you were just doing a page, great. Do a quarter of a page, a half a page, consistently. Why am I telling you to set the bar so low? Because I want you to do it every day. I don't want you to abandon it because it's too hard. My suggestion is go in saying, I'm just going to read a quarter of a page, and you'll probably end up reading a half a page. Who knows, maybe 3 quarters. But that's the way you got to think. Don't abandon every sunnah. One of the signs that your Ramadan is accepted is that you're able to keep a percentage of what you did during Ramadan, post-Ramadan. If you were fasting all 30 days, try to fast once a month, twice a month, maybe the middle days, just to keep the sunnah going, or Mondays and Thursdays, you know, as you can. But don't abandon it completely if you're able. And if fasting is too hard for you and you're like, that's not for me, then the reading of the Quran, then the dhikr you've been doing, something has to keep going as much of it as possible. But again, set a bar that is simple and easy to do. It is, and do it at a time that is attached to something else that you're doing. That is a secret for habits. So for example, like I was telling sisters, if you have like healthy pills you want to take, but now that's like a new thing for you to do in your schedule, put it next to the coffee pot where you're always going to go every morning for coffee. I know I'm going to gravitate to that area. Let me put the new thing there, right? If every day I'm going to go towards the bathroom, like have my prayer rug hanging right there, or my prayer outfit right there, I mean, so that I can grab and just make wudu and go. Make things easy for yourself. Reduce friction, and that is the key. But more importantly, sisters, try to understand that every day is a new day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He understands your struggles. He loves you. He wants you to do well. He's just looking for you to recognize Him, acknowledge Him and all He's doing for you. And when you keep the sunnah, let me just be clear, He's going to make your life easy. It's not a set of stuff that we have to do, sisters. It is a life force. Like many of the sisters learned when we were doing the Ramadan recharge coaching that we did inside of Thrive in the Academy this year. Tabarakallah, these sisters are absolutely amazing. Shout out to them, you know, all the ones that were there or whatever. You know, I don't want to say all their names and miss somebody, I'm afraid, but I want to say their names. We got the formula for how to be close to Allah. What was it, ladies? You remember? What was it? It was that you just have to do the thing. Like read the Quran. Just read it. Like push yourself to actually do it and then act upon it. Do a little deed, make a goal and act upon it. And then rinse and repeat. You're going to find. These women were saying, oh my gosh, 80% of my anxiety is gone. 80% of my anxiety is gone. I felt like I had a dirty, filthy heart before Ramadan. And now with this practice, I just feel so good, so lighthearted, so ease, like amidst the chaos, like nobody could touch me. I'm so calm. Other sisters are saying how much peace they have in their heart is so amazing. They don't want it to end. Well, it doesn't have to, ladies. Keep those habits up in the simple way we explain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you. Have an amazing Eid, ladies. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.